This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, you found it. That is my fan schnob. Schnobbish.
Hard to get past.
Yeah, that one, and I'm not saying I'm right on it. It is just hard for...
You're a principled individual.
I'm just saying, and again, I should not make everybody feel like me or people that I've grown up or been around. It's one of the reasons why I find it really, really annoying from some of you.
And I don't mean to go John Cena right now, but
really like annoying it. Of some of you of
keep
like
the theme.
When some of you ask me, just wear some Houston gear. Like some of you will text that in. Or like as I said, like, hey man, I root for the Texans to win until they play one team.
Thanks, y'all.
Right, like...
I would think less of you if you were like roaming around here rocking some Texans gear and trying to pass it off.
I just think hardcore sports fans, or not even hard, but hardcore sports fans get the feel of like, hey...
It's at the heart of what a fan is.
Like, the way that I became... I don't even remember... I don't remember not being a Chiefs Royals Kansas fan.
Yeah, and like if I moved to Atlanta, I would not wear Falcons gear.
I remember when LeBron came into my life, but I'd like the others.
I'm glad you said into my life.
But by the way, Ronald Darby to the Texans cornerback who is. I think it's about done for Ronald. But
Ronald's anyway, still in the league?
Still trying, man.
Duval.
I bet you he's a low three. I bet you he's like a 31. But I just like for the life of me, I cannot get how anyone would be like, hey man, it was passed down from my parents. And I came up and I grew up. And Tyler became an Aggie fan because Tyler probably can't remember when he wasn't an Aggie fan. Can't remember anyone else when he wasn't an Astro fan. And to say, yeah, I got another Wii. That one. As I said, I'm not saying I'm right about it. That one's hard for me to comprehend.
It did get confusing when he prefaced his call and started his comments with being a long time Lions fan. And then once he started going, he was mixing in the wheeze.
Bite the kneecap off.
He was talking about Panay Sewell, and he was talking about what the Texans wasn't doing. So I was a little confused on who the we was.
What are we talking about?
He's talking about all of us, though.
Talking about Brett Perryman or who?
Man, he's talking about Houston and Detroit. That's well-traveled man, apparently.
I mean, 20 years, like, yeah, I just... And maybe, like he said, he's been here 20 years. And maybe if I'm here another 50, I can't. I just can't see it. If me being here 15 years, during the Patrick Mahomes era that I just they become both we.
You know, my dad's from Gary, Indiana. Been here since 79.
Still a Bulls fan?
Dude, and he'll actually wear the other gear because he's one of those where he'll just wear any gear that he thinks is fly. It has nothing to do with fandom. But he will not root for any of the Texas teams, like any of them. Rockets, Texans, Cowboys, Astros, you name it.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
It's the Bulls. It's Ohio State. More than Ohio, so it's Ohio State. It's the Bulls. And he actually does flip-flop on the Chicago baseball teams, but that's another matter. But he will not join. Been here since 78 or 79, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting thing. Yeah, man. Yeah, someone texted in, I went to see you and UH. I'm a fan of both. Otherwise, I agree.
Well hell, that's different.
You spent money at both of them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think it's interesting. What my man said, kick rocks. Meanwhile, there's a Texans logo is behind him as we watch and listen. One, we appreciate you watching and listening.
Yeah, that was here before Ryan got here. Going to be here long after they go. That's what I mean. That got to do with what we talking about.
Long after I leave. Whenever I'm asked. Can I be honest with you? And I got to get to Tyler being an idiot.
Can't wait for that.
As you know, I was gone all last week in Disney. And many of you may not know. Many of you may just be checking in for the first time saying, who is this guy? Hello, I'm Ron the Show. Just recently got show back. That was my first time going to Disney. Fellas, that nearly killed me. That was...
Don't you got a personal trainer and all of that?
What up, Red? That was one of the most grueling things I've ever put my body through. I'm not kidding.
Don't mistake my laughter.
I have done 4 years of two-a-days where I had cramps in all kinds of areas in my feet, in my stomach, my hands.
It will not be a good night.
Some of you may remember former NFL wide receiver Brandon Lloyd. Brandon Lloyd had to help give me a ride home because, of course, I had a bike that I couldn't ride that I was just walking beside that was going to have to take me miles. And he said, hey, Fresh, you want to put this in? And he put it in the back of his truck. I don't care what Brandon Lloyd has had happen to him or whatever. Thank God he was able to shake loose of Aaron Hernandez because their lockers were next door to each other.
I was
going to
say, that's the Brandon Lloyd memory.
But Brandon Lloyd got me home that day. And a few other days after practice as well. I have been through pain. Red has killed me in a 60-day period or in a 60-minute workout where I've sat in that car for 20 minutes trying to start it and leave and unable to do so.
I can't get past this Brandon Lloyd visual.
But Disney.
Picking you up on the bike.
He did. He said, man, Fresh, you need a ride. I didn't even know who he was. And he was the number one
probably
player
saw
in the state.
You struggling trying number, to get it going.
Number one player in the state. Well, hell, it was only, I ain't gonna lie to you, it was only about 30 of us black guys on the team in a school that had 4,000 kids. But Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, day off in the pool, Thursday. By the end of it, Thursday was the last day and we did Universal. And the walk from Universal to the parking lot, and if any of you have been to Universal, I thought my body was going to give out. I felt like I was putting on a yellow shirt from the Tour de France at the end of each day. I was dehydrated.
No lies detected, man.
The first day, we went to a damn a character party, a character breakfast that started at 7:30, and we finished up the Magic Kingdom at 6:30. I got in the car and illegally took my shoes off and drove barefooted back to the hotel.
Oh, you know it's bad.
Or back to the Airbnb.
Oh, that's bad. Because I've been there before where I'm so beat, I'm so out of it, that I'm driving barefoot. That's the worst. That is the ultimate level of exhaustion right there.
Listen,
you can't even stand to wear your shoes no more.
I had to develop plans. I had to sit down and grab a seat anytime I could and just put my feet up. Like, put my feet up in the air so the balls of my feet were never on the ground to give them a rest. You had to figure out ways how to rest during lines. You had to sit and, like, it is a serious situation. And before I left, thank God Almighty, I bought some good shoes. And here comes where Tyler's an idiot. Tyler went and did this. When did you do that? In February? You took your nephew in February?
Yeah. It was either right into January or beginning. I don't know. My memory is crap, but it was very recently.
Tyler went and did this thing. How many days were y'all there?
About five.
5 days. So that's the same we were. Tyler wore Vans.
Oh, no.
The entire time?
The entire time.
Pretty stupid.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This dude got maroon money. There is no way I wouldn't have found a Foot Locker, a shoe, anything.
At no point did the Vans not hurt enough for you to be like, this is not going to get it done?
Oh, they were. I'd say by the end of probably day one, my dogs were barking pretty loud.
I mean, because Vans, that basically is barefoot.
And he just kept wearing them flat-ass shoes. Every time I looked up and I saw people out there in J's, just them, I mean, in the flat ones. And Vans or Chucks, I'm sitting there thinking, my God.
Where's your damn head at, dude?
My God. Like, my pride was going to be too much, and I didn't want to take away from people who needed it. But if I could have got one of them damn driving seat things, the people driving around, boy, I could have done it.
Man, hey, I'm glad I'm hearing this.
And if the grandparents weren't there, I may have considered it.
Get your little scooter.
That last day, I think I was dehydrated. I was struggling. I then went in concussion protocol once I got on that damn Hulk. And the Hulk is the second to last thing I rode. And I was in the fourth quarter.
That's a badass roller coaster.
And I went in there, and my head is banging back and forth. I walked out of there, struggling. You brought up Red. I'm telling you right now, I think if somebody put together a workout course of preparation for Disney. Like that, I would pay for a 6-week preparation for Disney, like a workout course. If they could do that where they took you around and your workouts were walking and standing and waiting in lines and all that. I was not prepared for how difficult that was going to be.
Hey,
that was hell.
You making it hard on the Scott children because I'm supposed to be planning a trip for us later on in the year. And I ain't in that great of shape either, if I'm honest with you.
I don't know.
I ain't trying to be out there laid out in Florida, man.
I just, like, it's not even shape. Are you in shape to just stand and walk around? Like, I guess it was.
It feels like a place that's really just for young people. Like, people who, whether they're in shape or not, are too dumb to realize how grueling it is on the body. Or maybe they just ain't worn down and torn down like the rest of us at least once you get a certain age.
At least you're able to get drunk outside of Magic Kingdom. That's one thing you also need to know. That's the only place where you can't get liquor.
I don't deny my own stupidity, as you just laid out there with the shoes.
But, I don't know.
But I think maybe my constant thought and pain in my knee, my 9-year-old man knee, I think that kind of helped with the distraction of the dogs barking, because my feet were definitely killing me. But my knee was killing me more.
My right ankle started to give out. I don't know how you didn't do that. Dirty's Daily.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.